Edge Comic.
Yes.
This is Dana Jennings from Emmanuel Episcopal.
Yes.
Have you been at Emmanuel all your life?
No, when we were kids, we went to the Methodist Church. That'd be probably 70 years ago.
Uh-huh.
There was a whole Methodist Church down on Kansas City Street.
How did you first become connected with Emmanuel?
Well, we were still children then, and my folks joined us.
Uh-huh.
So we just went as children, but, you know, I was too young then to remember, except that they just joined, we did too.
Mm-hmm. And so you've been a member for how long? What are some of the outstanding memories you have of the church? Who stands out in your memory?
Reverend Pipes, probably.
Pipes. Of course, he was there the longest.
Right.
What can you tell us about Reverend Pipes?
Well, he was very good. He married, he had a son.
Somebody said he was kind of a short man. Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we would certainly like to have that.
The small one isn't very clear, but I found it when I was going through some pictures the other day. I knew I had one. And you could tell in that he was very short, but he was good.
He had a big voice, as somebody told me.
He had a real good voice. Lovely wife. See, I taught Sunday school. I taught way back. But I was in high school when I taught a bunch of junior high boys. And about really nuts.
Yes.
Woodrow Wilson. Well, we named up, but they were killed when junior high kids are anyway.
That's true. We have a daughter that age. Tell me what you remember about President Roosevelt's visit.
Well, now, I didn't live here at that particular time of the week, but I remember that it was quite a thrill for everybody. See him and all. Yeah, later. fire to the church. I can't remember too many things. Oh, this boat up there. They'll take out on Mount Rushmore Road in 1911. The bloody 8th Street bed line. My mother and I went to Rushmore Elliott to walk to church. Because we don't want to watch us walk to the church.
No sidewalks. What?
How do I know?
How old was he when he died?
It's on the grave up there. I'll look it up.
Okay. And you were telling me earlier he was a member of the men's club?
Yeah, he was president of the men's club at one time. They had a men's club. I don't know if they still do now or not. For a while when Father King was here, but called the King's Men later on. And in the early days, it was known as the men's club. And one of the projects they undertook was they didn't own this farm we're talking about. It was up by Wasa, up on top of the plateau up there. And they put some money into it, and apparently they leased the land, or at least they went sharecropper, or whatever you want to call it. And they put in this, they put in the wheat. And they had a very fine crop going. There's a picture someplace of it. Said Episcopal Men's Club project, and then the hailstorm came and knocked it out.
But
that was the end
this?
Of the project. Well, sir, I have no idea. I'll have to look it up. It was probably about 1930.
Did they have a farmer doing the work, or did they do
it? Oh, yeah, there's a man. There's a man. They leased this part of the farm.
Or is there any...
Part, you know, they did sharecrop type things. I don't know the all particulars of what went on with the financing of the thing, but it certainly the men's club put in money to buy the seed.
Is there any philosophical conclusion as to why the good Lord wiped out a good work like that?
You talk to people up there on the table, they'll tell you if they have a good crop, 1 in 10, why that is good South Dakota farming. They don't farm so much up there anymore, because during the Depression, if you recall, a lot of the land blew away. Because they were trying to put into farming, I mean big time farming with wheat and flax, around Wasta, Wall, Quinn, those areas, and more or less returned to cattle country.
Yeah, that went
now, I don't know now how much farming they do as such as they did before. But
went into the national grassland, one of it.
This is true. The Resell administration went in and put in a lot of stock water dams and also helped seed the land with the buffalo wheat grass, which was originally there or whatever, or similar to it. And they started growing that type of grass and went back to cattle country.
Do you happen to know what the acreage was involved in this?
No, I haven't. It was under the Resell administration. It was all over in this western south. Well, it was all over the state of South Dakota. I suppose all over the country as far as that.
No, what I mean is in the wheat farm,
oh, no.
Church
no.
farm, you don't
no,
know
I
what
don't.
Acreage was. The idea was to produce a little money for the church, right?
Well, the idea was to see what they could do, yeah. If they had a good crop, well, then the Episcopal Men's Club would have a good profit, and they would go to the church, right? And had other projects going on, I'm sure.
Where could we find that picture, do you suppose?
Well, I'm searching now. I may be able to find it. I've got it in an album someplace. I'll try my very best to get into those things and see what I can find when I get into that album.
We would certainly like to have that. Of course, you'll get it back. Okay, Bob Hunt, we sure do thank y'all.
And I've been in the church a long time, and I know I've been under a lot of the ministers. And before they were known as priests, they were called for a father. We never called them father. Father King was the first one. Prior to that, they were several. And before the church was expanded, and have an organ up there in front, one of those pump organs. They had to have an acolyte there pump the organ to get the bellows going.
Is that what you did?
Well, we all took turns as we grew up, you bet.
What was that?
That organ, and the lady would sing the choir. You had to watch and make doggone sure that weight was up. That meant that the bellows was full. And if you got a little careless and got looking around, why, it would die.
Uh-oh.
One of the finest singers that they had for years was Mrs. Morton Beerbaum. Her son, Morris Beerenbaum, lives here in Redmond.
Was this, going back to the bellows, was this out in front where everybody could watch you, or were you hidden away someplace?
You see, they enlarged the church from about where the first pew is now.
Mm-hmm.
It was that small.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, before you got up to where the altar was, so off to the left there, before they put the pews in there for the choir, on the left, this organ was here. then they, when they expanded the front of the church and they moved it back and they made it much longer, and they put in the pews for the choir, and then they have the new organ, the pipes and so on. That time was just a little wooden organ that you, and somebody had to pump that thing to keep it going.
Are there any pictures of that pumping arena?
Well, this, I don't know. I don't have any, but there might be people in the town that do, so.
Mr. Hood, I'm thanking you, and if you can get me some of that other information, I sure would like to have it. Be there. Call me here at home or drop it off at the church, whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm on your committee. I'll be there when they have a meeting.
Good.
You can talk to
them. Wonderful. Yeah. Thanks.
That was a telephone interview with Robert Hunt in Rapid City, South Dakota, on the 17th of September. 1986.